You're in tune to KZSU Stanford. It's time for another edition of Raising Sand.
Welcome to another edition of Raising Sand Radio. I'm your host, Susan Gallimore. Today we're broadcasting Calls from Home, produced by Thousand Kites Project, bringing the voices of families across the nation, sending greetings to their incarcerated loved ones, and informing listeners about the impact of incarceration on families. The material was recorded on December 9th when Nick Zerberla and Julia Taylor of WMMT-FM opened a toll-free line for 7 hours of recording. Let's jump right to it.
Hello and welcome to Thousand Kites' special broadcast, Calls from Home, a program for families to send out greetings to their loved ones in prison. We are broadcasting from Whitesburg, Kentucky, in the coal fields of the Appalachian Mountains. The program is being broadcast on public and community radio stations around the country. From Folsom in California to Sing Sing in New York and Angola in Louisiana, Calls from Home is bringing the voices of prisoner families directly to prisoners through the airwaves. I'm Nick Zerberla. We've got calls waiting, so let's go ahead and get our callers on the air.
I would like to leave a message for Howard Pepper at Franklin County Regional Jail. I want to tell him that I love him and we miss him. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this message goes out to my brother, Robert Collins, middle name Sydney. I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and everyone that hears this. This is from your sister, Deborah, and I love you and praying for you and praying for all those that you come in contact. Again, this is for Robert Collins in the California prison system. Thank you.
Yeah, Archie Dawkins. I want to wish my daddy a Merry Christmas, Archie Dawkins, and I love you so much. Merry Christmas, Dad, and if you won't stay out of jail, hello, Mommy. If you won't stay out of jail, I'm going to go talk to you. I'm going to do nothing with you no more.
Hi, this is Dawn Offender. I'm the president of Fight for Lifers West in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I want to wish all lifers and their loved ones happy holidays and a hopeful new year. Peace.
Hello, my name is Sonya Turner. I just want to wish Lucian Watts, my husband, a very Merry Christmas. And I want him to know that we miss him and we love him.
Leave a message for Daddy. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just say something. Say, Daddy, I love you. Happy holiday.
Daddy, I love you. Happy holiday. I can't wait for you to come home.
Love. Love, Derek.
Love
Mommy. Safara. Deshaun.
Shaquille.
And
Sean.
We love you, Daddy. Merry Christmas.
We love you, Daddy. Merry Christmas.
Hello, my name is Don DeYoung, and I am a pastor in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Yesterday, I received a letter from an inmate in Jackson. He was extremely upset. After waiting a year and a half for a word from the parole board, they sent him a notice that was stamped, no interest. As I think of the Christmas season and any day in the year, I remember that God is not in any way complicit with the no interest that may be found on earth. In fact, Christmas, if it says anything, says that he would come and even die for us rather than live without us.
Hello, my name is Reva Jones, and I'm calling to talk about my husband, Jermel Jones. I just want to let him know that I love him and I miss him. I just look forward to the time when him and I can be reunited again.
Yes, I had a special fellow. I was calling to wish my kid's father a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. His name is Carlos Horn from Special Fuller and Your Three Kids. Merry Christmas.
Okay, I want to wish my daddy.
Trudy.
A Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas.
From me and my sister Tinky.
Love you so much.
This is from your fiancé, Sean Marcella. I just want to let you know just how much I love you and that you are truly my best friend in the whole wide world. And I will be so glad when you come home where we can become one again. I love you, baby. Merry Christmas.
Hi, baby. This is your wife, Jackie, my husband, Harry. Just want to tell you how much I love you and tell you that I was honored to be your wife on December 3rd. I know you'll be home very, very soon. God bless you, and I love you, and I'm always praying for you. Your wife, Jackie.
This is Shaiza. I would like to wish Lucian Watts a very merry Christmas. And let him know that I miss him very much, and I love him very much. Let him know how much I love. Thanks.
Hey, this is Sharice. I just wanted to wish my daddy, Jerome, a happy Merry Christmas.
Love you. Bye.
Hello, my name is Jenny Amoson, and I'm just calling to give a shout out to all of the guys and the girls that are behind bars. I used to work in Virginia Correctional System, and I just want to say you all could keep the faith, hold it down, and remember a few things. There's no right way to do the wrong thing. The mark of a man or woman is what you do when nobody's watching. Part of my own story is, by the grace of God, I was able to be successful. So hopefully that'll give you some hope. Hopefully you'll get hope out of that and you can be successful also. I'm executive director now of Gemini Shaft Home. I've got my life back together, and I did drugs and alcohol for 18 years, and I've been clean and sober going on 19. So please keep the faith, keep the hope. If you ever need anything, contact me at Gemini Shaft, and I got you back. Have a safe Christmas, a good holiday, and remember, there's no right way to do the wrong thing.
I love you, my friends at CCWF. I love you and miss you. And Miss B, Cheryl, Hilda, Juliana, Sister DiVincenzo, everyone. Lily, Louie, oh, I don't want to... I love you all, and I miss you all. Stephanie, I love you, and I'm thinking of you. And know that I always hold you in my heart, and I love you. And this is Mary. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Sue Eichler, and I want to wish my husband and best friend, John Eichler, a very Merry Christmas. And, of course, all the men at Fishkill Correctional in Beacon, New York. I love you, Johnny. I will always be here for you. Peace, baby.
Hello, my name is Kim Fudge from Sacramento, California. Today I'm calling with a poem written by my grandfather, Thomas Baxman, who passed away last August, and I would like to read the poem for my uncle. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, staggered dear father, the drunken louse. Mother tried promptly to get him to bed, for the noise he was making would sure waken the dead. But her efforts were fruitless. All was in vain. Little Tommy had awakened and spied his new train. "'What is the use?' cried poor mom with a tear. "'It will happen again.' For next week is New Year, written by Tom Baxman, 1940. And I'd like to again wish my Uncle Billy Baxman in Vacaville a very happy holiday and everybody else there. And hope you got a kick out of Grandpa's poem.
When I volunteered at a men's prison in North Carolina, I became friends with someone named James. He taught me a lot about hope and faith. And even though he has passed, his spirit lives on. He taught me that even though bodies may be imprisoned, spirits remain free. I'd like to read a poem I wrote in his memory. Even though I'm sad he died, I know he would want me to smile when I remember him. I hope each of you listening knows that even though you may be on the inside, you still touch the lives of those of us on the outside. I never ask what you're in for, but years later, after your death by brain tumor, I look you up by Department of Correction number and see the extent of your offenses. Maybe you played me, but who would deny Damascus? I saved your letters. Only now can I answer. James, none of us is what we seem. What we would not do, we do. What we can't do, we dream."
People are out here thinking about you guys locked inside who maybe don't deserve to be locked in for as long as you are. And we're out here thinking about you and praying about you. So Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas, Joe. I love you.
This message is for my dad, Jerry Guzman, in West Virginia. Hi, Dad. This is Isa. I just wanted to say I love you. Mom and I miss you so much. We can't wait for you to be home. I hope you have a good Christmas. I love you.
This message is regarding Shivani Bryan. He's an inmate at Kern Valley State Prison. And Shivani, this is Crazy Lady, so you call me, but you know who I am. And I just wanted to say that I love you with all my heart and that you are very special. You're not forgotten. And but I do love you. I just wish that God would bless you to come home. And my prayers go up daily and my tears. So many oceans of tears I've cried, but I just pray that God's going to bless you and set you free. And also to all the families at Kern Valley State Prison and all the prisons around, I just pray that God give you strength and that God keeps you. And this is so hard for us because we love them so much and can't be with them, can't talk to them, can't hug them, can't see them in the morning, can't hold them when we need someone to cry with and missing them dearly. So I just pray that God gives us all strength to get through these days and this holiday season and these hard times, and that he'll protect all our loved ones that are in the prisons and keep them safe, and that it's his will that they all come home to us and that we can love and be happy and just be Christians and serve God and just live together happily. So, Shivani, if you hear this, I love you so much, and I miss you. And I want the whole world to know that I do love you with all my heart. I love you with all my heart, and I never stop loving you. It's not a day that goes by that I don't miss you. I love you so much.
You know how long I've loved you. You know I love you still. I would wait a lonely lifetime. If you want me to, I will love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we are together. Love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. And your thoughts, they will endear you to me. Love, you know I will.
Happy holidays. People are thinking about you.
Hi, this is Miss K with RIHD, sending peace and blessings to all the prisoners throughout the nation, throughout the world, those who are incarcerated, especially those without any loved one or anybody on the outside that care. Regardless of, you know, we've all made mistakes. We all looking for forgiveness. And at the end of the day, God will forgive us for all our mistakes and sins. And I want to send a special holiday to each and every person and to all those who have no one. Always remember that there is someone. There is God above who sends you peace and blessings as well. And again, this is Ms. K with RIHD, wishing all the prisoners in Virginia, throughout the country, a safe holiday, a safe Christmas, a safe Kwanzaa, and a happier New Year. And I'm praying for the best. Take care and be blessed.
Hi, this is Tammy in Texas, and I have a loved one in prison. His name is Tracy, and I want to let everybody know that all of y'all are loved and missed dearly by your family. We're all waiting for everybody to come home. I know you're in a hard place right now, but God is with you to see you through the midst of the storm. God bless everybody, and may peace be with you.
Pauline, I'm from New Orleans, and I wanted to share a poem with you. It's a book, rather, written by Alice Walker. It's a short poem. It's called There's a Flower at the Tip of My Nose Smelling Me. There is a flower at the tip of my nose smelling me. There is a sky at the end of my eye seeing me. There is a road at the bottom of my foot walking me. There is a dog at the end of my leash holding me. There is an ocean at the top of my head swimming me. There is a sunrise at the edge of my skin praising me. There is water at the tip of my tongue tasting me. There is a song deep in my body singing me. There is a dance that lives in my bones, dancing me. There is a poem in the cradle of my soul, rocking me. There is a pen nestled in my hand, writing me. There is a story at the end of my arm, telling me.
Hi, greetings from Michigan. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday season and just hoping that things are looking up, and just wanted to let you know that someone on the outside is there for you and trying to make a change.
Hello, this is Gabriel from Brooklyn. Today is Eid, so I'm calling to say Assalamu alaikum and Eid Mubarak to all the Muslims behind bar. May Allah be with you and sustain you. I also wanted to send special love and solidarity to all of the transgender, lesbian, gay, bisexual, intersex, and gender nonconforming people on the inside. You're not alone. And to everyone, I want to say happy holidays, season's greetings, and happy new year. Please know that there are a lot of people on the outside who care and who are working to support you in your struggle.
To me, Christmas is about love, and it's a time of mercy and connecting with everyone. I wanted to share a Christmas carol because they bring joy to me and are in a wonderful way to share the spirit of the season with each other.
Oh, come Emmanuel, and with your captive children dwell. Give comfort to all exiles here, and to the aching heart bid cheer. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come within us love to dwell. Oh,
had never yield to might. Oh, come and turn our hearts to peace, that green and war at last shall cease. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come within as truth to dwell. Oh, come, you day spring, come and cheer our spirits by your presence here. And dawn in every broken soul as vision that can see the whole. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come within as light to dwell.
Happy holidays.
My son, Ralph Muniz, has been away from home for 9 years. He was sentenced to 25 years to life for a nonviolent crime under the current three strikes law. I do volunteer with FACS families to amend the three strikes, and I do feel that this law is very unjust, and I just would like to let people know that we need to change this law. We need to get it amended so that it applies to the violent criminals for what it was intended. Thank you very much, and I would like to wish my son a very Merry Christmas, and I hope to see you home one day soon. I love you, son.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Carmen, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm a poet and artist, and I wanted to share this poem. This is of strangers. Today you meet a stranger, a single moment, single day, a single body, connect with another. To survive is to communicate, reaching out from the open sky, thinking of you, I remain.
Hi, this shout out goes to Steven from D. I love you, baby, and together we can overcome this, even though we're separated by those prison bars. We're always together. And I also want to shout out to all you men and women on death row. You know, let this be a new year where we abolish the death sentence and get with it with the rest of the countries that have already abolished the death penalty. Be strong and keep the faith. Love you all.
Hey, Trail, this message is for Deontrell Tompkins Sr., and this message is coming live from his son, Trail. Say your name.
Trail.
And give your message.
Happy birthday, Daddy. I wish you a happy birthday,
and
I love you.
A Merry
Christmas.
I love you. Okay,
let me
talk, man.
Hi, Daddy, this is Tanaja. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I love you.
Say, hey, this is Peanut Trail.
Hey, this is Peanut Trail.
Say, I love you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I love you.
All right. This message goes out to Deontrell Tompkins in Greensville. That's it, love.
A message for my daddy, Terry Brown. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I love you.
Hi, this message is for Joey in the federal prison over in Chi-Town. Joey, I just want to say that I know that it's probably not the easiest Christmas you've ever had. I just want you to know that I'm thinking about you and wishing that it can be as merry as possible. Really wish that you could be home for Christmas. I know that you wish you could spend those Christmas with your babies, but, you know, I think that in your heart, you'll be there, and in their heart, they're with you. Remember that always. I think that you'll have a little easier time. And I also want you to know that I'm here for you always, Joe. I'm not going to leave you alone in there. I'll always be here. I love you, Joe. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'm hoping that the new year will be a much happier one. I'm going to work toward getting you a little closer to home, and so maybe I can see you a little more often. And anyways, Joe, I want to say Merry Christmas to you. I love you, and I just hope that you keep your spirits up and keep thinking that there are people that care about you. Maybe sometimes you don't think that there are, but just remember that in time, you'll be able to know that feeling. That's all I got to say. Merry Christmas, Joe. I love you.
I want to say Merry Christmas to Michael Frick. Keep holding your head high and be the man that you are, and you will come home one day. Love you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tobias McClain. Dad, I love you very much. I can't wait till you get home. And I read your note. I saw your picture. And I will be right on your side, too, because we love each other, and you are father on your side. All right, once again, my name is Tobias McClain, and that message was for my that Devon lives tonight. I hope you get out. Love you.
Happy holidays and season's greetings to anyone and everyone incarcerated. Blessings and God bless. Thank you and have a good day.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Well, for you, my song to sing is to live. To breathe, to live. Do not give up.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a soul like me.
An inmate's girl is the rarest of jewels. She suffers just as much, if not more, than the man she visits. She lives for the next visit, the day when she can be intertwined in a world of their own, focusing on each other's thoughts and not having to adhere to anyone's ideas on what or should not be, but simply living in each moment for each other. Being an inmate is not easy. Being his girl is even harder. It is she who must sacrifice that her man can have the luxuries that are taken for granted on the outside. It is she who must inform family and friends that her man is not at home. Not because he doesn't want to be there, but because he is unable to. It is she who must make more social adjustments than her man. She is the forgotten victim, suffering from a cause not of her making. By loving an inmate, she is subjected to carry an unwarranted case of suspicion. When asked how she can love a man that she's not held each night, she replies that it is not necessary to have her man physically, that their love is strong enough to withstand the trials of separation and time. She is a treasure beyond description. No value can be placed on her. She makes her man feel vitally alive. She knows that she is needed. When the day comes that they are united, it is a day when all sacrifices she had made will be worth the price she has paid. I love you with all my heart. No matter how far apart we are, or the days I can't hear your voice, I will be there. When I look into your eyes or hold you close to me, I will always be there. I love you, Andre. Love, Kim.
Hi, this message is for Robert Hanulik, my husband, who is in Terre Haute, Indiana. Just calling to say happy New Year and a Merry Christmas, and it's almost over. This will be the last Christmas and New Year you spend away from home. I love you. Have a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Betsy Wall calling from Minnesota. I want to give a message to a very, very good friend of mine, Joel Connors, in federal prison, Dykill. I just want to say a Merry Christmas, Joel. I really wish you could be home for Christmas, and I know that you're wishing the same, and I just want you to know that even though you're in there, I'm never going to stop caring about you, and my heart goes out to you this Christmas, and I'm really hoping that the new year will bring much more happiness for you, and hopefully for everybody else as well who doesn't have anybody out there to support them. And Joe, keep smiling because I'm here for you and I'm never going to leave. I love you, Joe. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Pat Hollifield and I'm calling to wish my brother William Baxman a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Sure, it's never been the same without you, Bill. One day you will be with us and to celebrate our holidays. Here's Doris. I want her to say a few words.
Hi, Bill. It's your sister, Doris. I can't fathom a Christmas or holiday without you. I think back every year with you with us, and it just makes me through each one. I miss you. Hope to see you soon, and I know it will be someday. I love you so much, and Merry Christmas. Love you.
Love you, Bill.
This is Rick and Tony White from beautiful Laverne, Tennessee, sending a special message to Charles Allen Hess at Lebanon Correctional Institute in Lebanon, Ohio. Happy holidays, Charlie. We hope that you are able to get this message and just take care and make the best of things. We think about you and the three amigos as well as the little Hesses every day. Stormy Harley, Boo Boo, Bambi, and the Pilly Monster all say hey, as well as the kids and little Fat Matt. From all of us to you, Charlie, happy holidays. Don't forget to write.
I would love to read an Apache blessing to uplift those blessed hearts who are behind bars. May the sun bring you new energy by day. May the moon softly restore you by night. May the rain wash away your worries. May the breeze blow new strength into your being. May you walk gently through the world and know its beauty all the days of your life. Blessings upon blessings.
Ganesha Sharanam. Sharanam Ganesha, Ganesha Sharanam, Sharanam Ganesha, Ganesha Sharanam, Sharanam Ganesha, Ganesha Sharanam, Sharanam Ganesha.
May you find shelter with your spiritual practice in times of need. Blessing of love and light to you.
Mr. Sheets, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We play this game in bars and schools. I'm thinking of bars and schools. I'm thinking of representations and mystifications, games of reality negating tangibility, redefining existences to exclude resistances, and behind it is our school, our opportunities, masking incongruities. We dance to justice and forget what justice means.
Yes, I would like to leave a message to my son that is incarcerated at Kirby Forensic Psych Center. I'd like to tell him that I love him very much, and I hope he listens to this radio show, which he usually does, that I love him, and he's my heart. And to the other offenders, may you have hope and faith. But to my son, your mom loves you, AJ. And keep the faith. I'll keep fighting for you.
Hello, my name is LaShonda Tompkins. I'm calling in reference to my husband, Deontrell Tompkins, for me and my children, Tanasia, Trayshawn, and Deontrell Tompkins, to wish their father and my husband a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. We love you.
Hi, my name is Dana, and my daughter, Una, is here. She's 7 years old, and we just wanted to share a song. She's learning the piano, and she wants to share a song with the inmates. Here it is. Celebrate. We hope you have a happy end of the year.
We have a moment left to take calls, and then we'll take a short break for station identification.
Hi, Merry Christmas to everybody. I'd like to send this message to my husband, Andre. He is in Big Money Correctional Center in Illinois. Honey, I love you. This is your Bella. I wish you were here. And to everyone that's not receiving messages, I love you too. And you know what? This is going to be a better year. Just hold on, guys. It's coming. Merry Christmas. Bye.
We'll take a short break and return in a moment.
You're listening to Calls from Home, a Thousand Kites project that brings the voices of families with loved ones incarcerated in prisons across the country. This material was recorded by producers Nick Zerberla and Julia Taylor of WMMT-FM, who opened a toll-free line for 7 hours of recording recently. Raising Sand Radio has done a number of shows on the U.S. justice system, and I invite you to go to our website, www.com. www.raisingsandradio.org to listen to any of these archive shows. Or you can also contact me at susan@raisingsandradio.org and let me know what you think of these shows. And let's jump right back into the Thousand Kites Project, Calls from Home.
Welcome back to Calls from Home. We're taking calls from all over the country from families of prisoners. Let's open up the phone lines.
Hello, my name is Charlene Cartwright. I am the wife of inmate Tony Cartwright. He is currently incarcerated at a federal prison camp in Cumberland, Maryland. Tony, you are the love of my life. You told me when we first started dating that it would be difficult being accepted in society because of the racism that still exists in this country. I didn't believe you because I was not used to being judged because I am a white woman and you being a black man. I know now that you were right. I also know that our love can conquer anything that comes our way. We have made it this far. I want all of you listening to know that Tony is the most caring, giving, loving person I have ever known. We have been together for almost 10 years now, married for 5. We have weathered a lot of storms before we met and after, but this is the most tragic experience I have ever had to deal with. Tony, I love you with all my heart. Merry Christmas, sweetheart, and we will be together again soon. I love you. Bye-bye.
I just want to wish my Uncle Billy a Merry Christmas. We all love you and miss you.
I wanted to say that I support you because you're a person too. Don't ever forget that. There are many, many who love you, up to and including God himself. See you on the other side.
This is Diligent Dawn calling from South Florida. I've been volunteering with Alternatives to Violence Project in the prisons, in the state prisons in Florida, for over 10 years now. And I just wanted to share a little poem. Each year we do holiday programs in the men's and women's prisons. I'd like to share a poem that one of the inmates created last year, The Night Before an Inmate Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas here at CI Homestead. Nobody was sleeping because the beds felt like lead. The laundry bags were hung on our bunks without care. We knew Santa won't be putting any presents in there. When outside of the dorm there rose such a clatter, we ran to the window to see what was the matter. When what to our felonious eyes did appear, but Sergeant Jones running by the lake with an alligator at her rear. We laughed and we pointed. It brought many to tears. The funniest sight we had seen for some years. Back in the dorm, Rhonda was dressed as St. Nick. Passing out contraband gifts was her trick. A turtle for Crystal, some perfume for Sharondo, and for Deanna, some lip gloss with glitter. How eleganto. Next came Christmas dinner, inmate style. Fried noodles and tater tots for Miles, served with smiles. For once, everyone's getting along with each other, instead of all the conflicts and arguing with one another. For Christmas is a time to come together as one, and even in prison, we still can have fun. I appreciate that you're doing this program, and holiday wishes.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let both the women and the men inside know that I've been there. I pray, God, that you are one of the fortunates that will come home someday and know that there is a home to come to, know that there are people who do care beyond what the criminal justice system tells you or tries to impose upon you and your loved ones. So just keep the faith. Know that people are thinking about you every day, and God bless.
Hi, this is Kim Fudge calling from my uncle, William Baxman, Billy Baxman, in Solano, California. I just want to wish him a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Tell him we love him a bunch and can't wait to give him a hug in person. Ho, ho, ho. Everybody else that's there, too, hang in there. It gets better. Bye-bye now.
Hi, this is Doc Shaler of the Shakespeare Project, giving a shout-out to all the guys at Racine Correctional Institution in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, who have acted out Shakespeare plays behind bars for the last 4 years. Thinking of you guys, and this one's for you, an excerpt from The Tempest. You do look, my son, in a moved sort, as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir, our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you. We're all spirits, and are melted into air, into thin air, and like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Take care, guys, and I hope to see you soon.
Hi, my name is Gael, and I'm calling on behalf of the Sylvia Rivera Law Project in New York City. I just wanted to send out a message, hoping everybody out there a happy holidays, to letting everybody know that they're not alone. Prisons aren't a place for anybody, so hopefully you know that there are people outside that really care about you and that are willing to work with you, ending prison, the unjust incarceration of many, many people of color specifically. And I also want to send out a special message to all the queer, transgender prisoners out there that are going through really hard times, and all of their allies, that just to say that you're not alone, and keep being strong and keep being positive. So happy holidays, happy new year, and stay strong.
Hi, this is David Blaine. I have a poem for your holiday radio show that I hope you'll like. It's called If You Should Ever Go Blind. When you were born, your vision was effervescent. Dandelion fluff took wing in your mind, and songbird angels sang entrance hymns as you walked into life's cathedral each morning. Do you recall those walls of red-gray dawn and ceilings of bluestone buff in that holy place? Can you still reach back and lay your hand on the bedrock faith you once held, or on the courage with which you faced every unknown thing? Somewhere, someone has kicked you more than twice. You may not recall exactly when the sunsets turned to dishwater or where the moon eclipsed your sun, but at some point you started listening to naysayers and dark hearts. You need to give them your back. You're better off walking alone than walking with spirits who can't see life quivering in late November corn stalks, or who can't hear a shepherd's voice when the spring breeze whistles through cottage eaves. You used to march with a song in your soul, but these days you seem to forget the words. If you should ever go blind, I'll sing them to you until we can see things together. Merry Christmas.
I just want to say happy holidays to all of you that are incarcerated. My name is Cindy Bunch. My son's name is Philip Pruitt. His dad is incarcerated in a Texas facility. Basically, he was released from Vernon State Mental Hospital. He is diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. I first shot for was 45 years, got it down to 10. He lost his father 6 years ago to mental illness and the justice system that was supposed to basically do the right thing and didn't happen after losing everything we had. But anyways, I just want to say happy holidays to all you guys. And if you know where our Philip is, his name is Philip Pruitt. He's Keller, Texas. And just if you see him, just tell him that his wife and his son, Philip, love him very much. You just want to know where he's at because we haven't had a call in 28 days. And my son's birthday is on Christmas, so we're hoping we'll hear something by then. For those of you that are there, just know that we constantly think about the injustice of the justice system, and we will continue to fight. And we love you all, and have a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Cassidy, Jules, and Ian. We want to say Merry Christmas, and we've got a story we'd like to share for you.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, look at you two coming over to help decorate.
Come on, Grandma. You know Mama just brought us over here so you can watch us while she shops for a Christmas present.
Aren't you the smart one? Well, you came on the perfect day anyway. I just pulled some cookies out of the oven. Oh, careful with that box of memories.
It's just a bunch of old ornaments, Grandma.
Oh, no. There's a story behind each and every one of these, and every Christmas I get to pull them out, dust them off, and relive them all over.
Not all of them. Like, what about this? It's just an old pine cone with a gob of dried-up glue on the back.
That's an angel. Oh, she lost her wings years ago, but I remember when Papa made her. It was a year we nearly didn't have anything to put on the tree or the supper table, but Papa and Mama went out and got pine cones and acorns. They used shiny chewing gum wrappers to make the wings, and they hung them on the tree using Mama's sewing thread. I know she's pretty humble looking now, but she reminds me that even in tough times, we've got angels on our side.
It wasn't on your side until you made it.
You're absolutely right. We are in charge of making our own happiness.
Well, it looks like times got better. Here's an angel with a dollar for wings.
Oh, that's a nickel.
Grandma, it folds. It says $1 on it. It's a dollar.
It's a nickel, and I'll tell you why. Papa Charlie, he was a ferry operator. People would come and call, "Need a ferry, Mr. Charlie. We need a ferry." He'd come and carry him across, a penny a person, a nickel for a wagon. He'd never charge people for going to a funeral. One time he let someone cross who didn't have a nickel. "Forget about it," Papa says. "Pay me when you can." 50 years later, This man came to my house. Papa had long since died. Well, this man had a dollar and said, that's my nickel plus interest, because your daddy let me cross.
What's the point, Grandma?
Well, you tell me. Why'd he do that?
Maybe because it was the right thing to do.
Do you think there might be something else?
What?
It wasn't the nickel he was paying back. It was the kindness. Paid back 20 times over. I remember when he brought it to the door, how he held it out to me and he said, it still wasn't enough. If I gave you $10 or $20 or $100, no matter how many nickels I have to my name, none of them would ever add up to that one act of kindness. And I wanted you to know that.
I see why you turned it into angel's wings.
Do you two want another cookie?
Hello. I'd like to read a poem, and it's dedicated to Darnell. It's a poem I wrote. It's an ode. My name is Rennie Golden. And this is a poem which is an ode to Cook County Jail. To Jose and Darnell shackled at the waist, Houdinis trapped in a sinking trunk. To their relatives who climb courthouse steps holding pain like paper lanterns, helpless when the judge throws away the padlock keys. To those who swagger past the uniforms, moments from their brother or sister's doom. To the defeated mothers who spend 2 hours on the bus in order to sit in a paneled room and watch their sons go down. To the pimp in a fur coat idling the motor of a Lexus, waiting for the suits to cut his woman loose. To the guards who pat down weary grandmothers passing ghost-like through metal detectors. Move forward, the guards repeat, eyes empty of light. Empty your pockets. Raise your arms, ma'am. To the bailiffs who call for order from spectators so tired that the only surprise would be justice. To the city councilman who never set a foot beyond the high gloss wood of the courtroom. Who never walk a catwalk, gag from the sour smell, hear a 20-year-old sob at 3 a.m. when they rip off his belt. To the officers who push boys into cells with muscled guys. To the guards in the pen who strip search women caught with 4 ounces of crack. Squat, lady. Squat. To the prosecutors who bring their voices up from way down in their throats and never move their lips, who speak through public defenders who say, after 5 minutes with a 20-year-old facing an inferno, do you want the deal or not? To the district cops who bring in the captives every bone aching night, cuff them, ignore eyes silling. To the detectives who interrogate, kicking chairs out from under them, their mouths to the scum's eardrums screaming, you fish with you. To all of us whose sons and daughters walk unharmed, who can't imagine this.
Lord, I pray that you would keep every person in prison free from any addiction, especially to alcohol or drugs. Make every person in prison strong in you. Draw them close and enable them to put you in control of their lives. Speak to each one of their hearts. Show them the path they should walk and help them to see that protecting their body from things that destroy it is a part of service to you.
It is my hope that my voice will be heard by someone, and they'll realize that they are not alone. I am a 36-year-old businesswoman out here struggling to run a nonprofit organization that helps youth. And I was just talking to a young man who told me that not even an hour ago that he was throwing rocks at the penitentiary because he's out here trying to survive. And as an educator, teacher, a mentor, what I decided to tell him is that any positive that you can offer, because he knows that young people are here looking up to him as a role model, information that you can offer, share it, be a blessing to someone. Direct them in the right way, even if you haven't been led in the right way. So I'm saying to any prisoners to hear my voice, to know that you're not alone, because even us out here on the outside, we too struggle just as you do on the inside. And it feels like that nobody knows, nobody cares, nobody's thinking about you. And so anyone that hears my voice, I'm hoping that you'll understand that you are not alone. I'm blessed, and I want to be a blessing to someone. No matter if you're on the inside or outside, we all hurt. Be a blessing to someone, because you can do that no matter where you are. My name is Michelle Blue, and I hope to be a blessing to someone.
Hi, it's Christmas, and they refuse to let me send everyone a pair of socks. But they tell me on the 1,000 Kites I can send you a song, so let's see if I can still sing. Because this is a song I like to send to the inmates, sing to the inmates when I'm at the facilities. How can anyone ever tell you you are anything less than beautiful? How can anyone ever tell you you are less than whole?
How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul.
Merry Christmas. God bless you, every one of you. Carol Briney, Prison Coffee Table Book Project.
Hi, this is Rachel Hudak from Michigan, calling to say happy holidays to everyone inside. Never give up on coming home. We miss you, and you will always have a place waiting at our table. Remember that life can always be beautiful, if only in your thoughts.
Calling for my friend Hugo Yogi Bear Pinnell, one of our longest-held political prisoners in the California prison system out there at Pelican Bay. I'd like to tell him, brother, you hang in there, stay strong, I love you, and the struggle goes on. And then to tell him that we love you and you got my undying support. This is Tahar Gormawali from the East Coast of New York.
Merry Christmas to all the inmates, and especially to my son, David Tracy, who passed away 8 years ago. We wish him a Merry Christmas in heaven from his mom and his family.
David Tracy for Bridgeport.
I want to say Merry Christmas.
I want to say Merry Christmas to all the
inmates. All over the world.
All over the world.
Especially my uncle.
Especially my uncle.
David. Who died in prison.
And who died in prison.
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Merry Christmas, Uncle David.
Merry Christmas, Uncle David.
We love you.
We love you.
Huh?
Say thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
To everybody.
To everybody.
I want to say Merry Christmas to all the inmates all over the world.
My name is Gabriela Lopez. I'm calling from San Francisco. This message is from my brother, Marco. Marco, I miss you. I hope you're doing okay. I wish that you could be with us for Christmas and stuff. I love you so much. He is at Kern Valley State Prison.
Paul Gross, Floyd County Detention Center. Paul, your family's thinking about you and wish you were home. We miss you, Paul. Thank you and have a nice day. Bye.
From Anderson, South Carolina. I would like to wish my son Cameron a very Merry Christmas, and even though you won't be here with us this year, it won't be the same. I can't wait until we be together again soon. We love you, and we miss you, and take care. This is Mom. Thank you.
Hi, yes, this is T, and I want to wish Fuquan peace, happiness, blessings, and so much more during this holiday season and the years to come. I thank you and appreciate you for being such a blessing in my life, and I know in my heart that this was God's will. May you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and know that you are truly missed.
Yes, I'd like to make a shout-out to my son. He's in Keene Mountain. His name is Edwin Jones. His number is 30982. This is his father calling to tell me I love him, and to also let him know I'm taking care of the things that need to be taken care of about his situation. Thank you very much. Much love and happy holidays.
All right, I would like to send my husband a Merry Christmas. Hi, Shamar, this is your wife, Wanda. I would just like to say Merry Christmas. I love you. I wish you were home with me.
My name is Dia. I would like to send a message to my son, Jamar. He's in SCI Fayette in LaBelle, Pennsylvania. And I would love to tell him, you know, I love him. We miss him. We wish all the best for all the inmates at that facility and all over. And that I'm working hard for his release and for human rights for all the inmates, wherever they might be.
Okay. Hi, Shamar. Happy Merry Christmas. Hey, Shamar, it's your cousin Esther. I love you. Happy Merry Christmas.
This is Rosalind. We love you. And Merry Christmas. I hope to see you one day again, Shamar. I miss you so much, Shamar.
I miss you
too. And Merry Christmas. I got a record for you to hear. I love you, Shamar, so much. I wish you was here.
Love you.
Debbie Campbell, Glenn Early, and David Correa. And then I would also say, and to all of the other drug war felons in our prison system, I'd like to say that Merry Christmas, to know that we're working for your collective release, that law enforcement against prohibition and other drug policy reform organizations are hard at work in this holiday season, as well as others, to show the failure of this policy and to work towards bringing a saneness to our criminal justice system.
Hello, Lance Lamont Jenkins. This is your mom. I love you. I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I just want you to keep on trusting God and keep the faith. This is your mama, and I love you so very, very much. Mm-hmm. Hang on to Jesus Christ. You're going to be okay. I love you. Love you, love you, love you.
I'm sending this greeting to Jeffrey Holman, sir. This is his son, Jake. He's in Virginia in prison. I want to wish him a merry... I wish him a safe and happy Christmas and a happy New Year. And I love him very much. Now, I'd like to give you a shout-out from Jay from Wide Awake Wilson. I wish you a safe and happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I love you and I miss you very much.
Hi, Fred. This is your mama, and I'm sorry I can't get in at Christmas. And I'll try to find a way as soon as I can. But I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and you please get your TV for Christmas present. I sent you $218 money order, so you try to get your TV and a radio on the TV. Ask for that, and I love you, and I hope to get to see you real soon. And you got to realize that your Supreme Court is still pending, and you got to just hang in there, and I love you, and you got to keep reading your Bible and praying, and things will turn out. Okay. I love you, Fred.
Maybe we can't celebrate the traditional holidays as most families with the token gifts under a tree, but we can celebrate our faithfulness, devotion, and loyalty and trust as well. I send you this gift of our dedication. Merry Christmas. Maybe the spirit of all holidays lives in our hearts every day, and I cherish your patience and your understanding. Stay healthy and safe, and remain strong and focused. And Merry Christmas, and I love you, and take care.
Hi, my name is Pete, and I'm interested in recording a message. I'm calling from Oakland, California, and I've got a message for a bunch of guys in Michigan, for Ron and Caesar and Jimmy and Donkey Kong. Just thinking about a lot about those guys at this time, and hope that their pens are still burning fire into pages, and know that their hearts are still strong at this time. And really happy holidays to those guys in the cold in Michigan. We're sending love to you from sunny California.
Okay. I just wanted to send this greeting out to all of those in the faraway prisons. My husband is incarcerated in Indian Creek Correctional, which is not one of those prisons, but I know a few of them, a few people who are away, and I just wanted to wish them a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Yeah, I like to holler at my little brother, Tracy, and tell him Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and I love him, and hold it down.
Yeah, I want to holler out, Feliz Navidad! Merry Christmas, Tracy Wall! Have a good Christmas. It's okay. Hold it down. Love you. Love you, dog.
Okay, my name is Lisa Maidment, and I'm sending a message out to Wade Skiffington. And I just want to say Merry Christmas and to let him know that everybody in Newfoundland is thinking about him and wishing you a very Merry Christmas. And we hope to have you home sometime for Christmas and a New Year.
Okay, so this is a message for Jaime Guzman. From Familia Maldonado Vargas, Hernan and Aurelia, Miguel, Carlos, Julissa, Josue and Joel, Nitzet. And we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and good holidays, and hopefully you're in high spirits. We miss you a lot and hope you're okay. All right? Take care. We love you.
Hi, this is Tammy in Texas, and I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to all the men and women out there in the facilities, and may God bless you all and keep you safe. And Tracy, if you're hearing this, I love you, and I can't wait for you to come home. May God bless you all.
I just wanted to let everybody that is incarcerated know that their courage and resilience and sense of hope is inspiring to all of us on the outside, and to thank them for that.
Hi, it's Joanne calling from Western Massachusetts, and I think of you all during this time of giving and receiving. I want you to know that you are the gift, and I wanted to acknowledge your courage, your loneliness, your strength, and your heart. I've written a song I feel like singing. It's called Step Up to the Light, and there's a line in there, there's a table waiting for you, which I believe is true. Beyond sorrow, beyond joy, there is a table waiting for you. You don't need silver, you don't need gold. There is a table waiting for you. All you do is step up, step up, step up to the light. Step up, step up to the light. Where your heart is broken, it's where the light comes through. Where your heart is broken, the table waits for you.
You've been listening to Calls from Home, a special broadcast for prisoners and their families. Calls from Home is a production of the art project, Thousand Kites, and WMMT-FM. It is brought to you by community and public stations around the country. To learn more about this issue and to hear the complete program, you can visit www.thousandkites.org or write us at 91 Madison Avenue, Whitesburg, Kentucky, 41858. Calls from Home was produced by Nick Saberla and Julia Taylor. Thanks for listening.
So I didn't mind living up to all of the thoughts that is branding me. Lost some sanity. Thoughts cut deep like the sauce with your chain and the engine. I remember sitting up in the pad, listening to the television as if it's my dad. And at the age of 12, I graduated from the school of mass media, funded by the greedier. People up in TV land didn't see the evil when I was locked into the tube like maracas. I would move from the conductor to this instrument. I was just a vessel for the world views the ignorant. By 14, I was courtroom entering. Looking at my mama cry like, what have I let get in him? But it ain't your fault, my mama. Don't be scared, they don't care. They just want my number.
What is your barcode?
Your number, cause in this system your name is only repeated in dreams. When you awake, you keep replaying the same scene. Failed schemes, now you only remember the way things used to be. Free is an abstraction of existence. To break is a distraction to resistance. Now if you can only get assistance, like a letter or a phone call, it's all it would take to make it through the day. But hey, it keeps getting harder. The thing of release seems like it's getting farther. It's so vivid, the courtroom, the lawyers, they caught you. The system don't protect you, just arrest you. Detain, interrogate, they convince you. They tell you when to sleep and eat, keep you marching to the beat of the same drum. Zeros and ones, binary code. Sensory deprivation causes the sensation of overload. Break the code.
What is your barcode? Can you give me your number?
Arrest him, harass him, detain him, interrogate him, convict him, catalog him, number him, place him in the human container, store him safely away from the world, wake him early, feed him, tell him when to shower, look away while he's being raped, no need to know a story, it's of no consequence here, work him, curse him, never protect him, beat him, strip him, search his cavity for illegal contraband, sell him overpriced goods, charge his family exuberant phone calls, ship him off far away from those he loves and those who love him, isolate him, deprive him of sleep, deny him access to education, march him single file in child lines. You may challenge his understanding of freedom, but you can't incarcerate his dreams.